I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a bright, sunshiny day. It's going to be a hot weekend, and it is, in fact, time for the Friday news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at fremontbank.com. Thank you, Fremont Bank. All right, so here's what's happening as we head into the weekend. First of all, the Lakers won. The Dolphins won yesterday. No one really cared. But coming up this weekend in the NFL, San Francisco. Oh, by the way, college football weirdly is cobbling together a season somehow. Yeah. I don't know really how it's going to go, as everything I hear about the college campuses is they're shining on all the rules. Not the schools, yeah. The kids are. So
right. Well, kids. Try right. And hurt them. Right.
We'll see how it goes for... I know. I heard the Pac-12, which had canceled everything, now is quickly trying to put something together. So, you know, college football is great, but I can't sort of get behind it right now. It's too mixed up to even follow. The Niners will play the Giants, though, at 10 o'clock. And weirdly... the Raiders, you know, of Las Vegas, they're going to take on New England this weekend.
Oh, at home or?
It's at New England, yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. It's going to be, there's your team. And your boy, he is, he's in Denver. Tampa Bay is in Denver for a 1:30 game. So
he's not my boy anymore. Now I'm a Cam Newton girl.
I did an informal poll.
Really? With who? Your daughters?
No, a bunch of Pats fans. And they say they still love Tom Brady with all their heart.
Yeah. Well, that you didn't talk to John then.
He brought them many glorious memories, many Super Bowls, and it's fine.
And Gronk's out too. Oh, those bastards.
And Gronk, another guy who performed greatly for the New England Patriots for many years.
Sorry, I'm going to retire. Oh, wait, Tommy's playing again?
Two men who should never have to buy lunch or a drink in Boston ever for the rest of their life. It should all be free.
I'm not going back
to Boston. No, neither am I.
You are unbelievable. The two of them. You so ungrateful.
You're right about that.
Those boys gave the best years of their life to you. And what do you give them in return?
An unhappy retirement.
A bad impression.
Jesus.
Yeah, that. I mean, that's what Gronk gets. That.
Ding dong, ding dong. I'm Rob Gronkowski.
Jesus.
Whatever.
Hey, you may be hearing that a lot of scientists and doctors and medical types are out there saying, please get your flu shot. It's going to be a really rough winter to begin with.
Right.
Not having a flu shot won't help. Most experts who've been recommending that you get your flu shot already figured this was the case, but a study at the Cleveland Clinic found getting a flu shot will not weaken your immune system and up your risk for COVID. It will, in fact, keep you from getting the flu and possibly getting double dipped by COVID and the flu. So
can you imagine having those back both at the same time? That would
no,
suck.
I can't. I really Please. Can't. And we all know that, you know, if you've done any reading, the COVID's like the mystery sickness. You may be fine, or you may end up in a hospital on a breathing tube
with one leg.
Right. So, you know, I just want to put it out there, based on this study, it won't make it worse for you this winter. If you have a flu shot, it'll make it better. Here's another quickie. Have you been going on more walks since the pandemic hit? A new study found even just one 15-minute walk a week can boost your emotional well-being and put you in a better mood, especially if there's nature around.
If you feel like you're just not in those same four walls, it can be, it's huge. Sometimes my husband and son are religious about their walks. They go on this really, we have this loop, a 3-mile loop, and they are absolutely religious about it. I'm less so.
This is Berkeley?
Yeah, they go
every
night.
Good for
them. Yeah.
And Cannibalist is not down, huh?
Yeah, some days I'm not even sure if he's here. I'm like, well, he could be anywhere. Probably in his room. Probably. But who would know? You wouldn't want to disturb him. He'll bite your head off.
1,000 Americans were asked about various things and whether they'd rather give them up for a month or give up their phone for a month.
Okay.
Alcohol.
I guess I'd give up alcohol for a month.
Most people would. 72% of us would rather give up alcohol than give up our phone.
I hated dryuary, though. I'll tell you that right now.
I know you did. You did nothing but whine about it.
I actually think that if I gave up my phone for a month, at first it would be hard. And then when I stopped reflexively grabbing for, you know, and to look, like, it might actually be freeing. I'm going to try and enter this with that idea in mind. Go ahead. What else are we looking to give up?
Netflix.
Yes. No problem. I'd give that up.
70% of us would give it up over their phone.
Yeah.
Coffee.
That. Nope. I'd give the phone up. Naughty. I don't even have to think about that one. I could not function without coffee. Can I still use my iPad?
Social media.
Yeah, I'll give that up. No problem.
These are the things, whether you'd give one up for a month or your phone for a month, and people are overwhelmingly giving up the social media. Sex.
Yeah, no problem. My phone. Sarah. No problem. What would John say?
I can answer for John. Yeah, by phone.
Can he still get with himself?
What's the difference? We're talking about sex. I will kick the phone to the moon before I'm giving up sex. Not that I'm getting so much of it, but, you know, I mean, in a hypothetical
let him know that
world.
I'm going to give it up so that I can keep my phone. Sorry, hon, but it was this or the phone, so.
Your significant other.
No. I'll give up
42%.
Could take a month off from their person just to keep their phone? What's the
Jesus.
Point? That's funny.
They also asked about things that you'd give up forever. Half said they'd rather give up exercise than give up their phone.
Oh, yeah. I'll easily give. I've already given up exercise. Forget it.
57% said they'd give up Amazon, which is interesting that it makes a list like this, because Amazon is the weirdest, most universal crutch that no one really considers a crutch. They actually, and especially, I mean, right now, okay, I get it. You're ordering things because you don't want to be out in a store. That makes sense. But this thing that where you hear people joking about how many boxes they have that they haven't even gotten to yet, or the joke that, oh, it's like Christmas every day, I have things rolling in from it. And you just listen to people talk about it like that's our life now.
I don't think I could give up Amazon. And
right.
You know, you're right. Sometimes it's just random purchases, but most of the time it is crap that we need for the house that we don't want to have to go to Costco to get, or you know, whatever it is. It's, you know, I order my fish food and pond supplies off Amazon. Like, okay, now I got to figure out another place to get those. I'm sure I could, but isn't it so nice to have it all in one place? Let me look at my past orders. Hold on. Let me see. Buy it again. Yes. Boom.
Right. No, and I say this as someone who doesn't use Amazon, but my home does. So
yeah.
you know, once again, I do...
You benefit from Amazon without having to say you use it.
It's right. It's one of the ways stuff gets into this home for sure.
Yeah.
So as, you know, when this first hit, we were all looking at, well, we'll be better by summer. It should be fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Don't cancel your summer plans.
Yeah. And then slowly but surely, it's really sinking in just how with us this problem is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is no universal plan to get rid of it. You know, there's still plenty of people out there calling it a hoax or,
right.
you know, shining on any mask use at all. But as we head into the fall season, I've looked at people are looking at Zoom Thanksgivings, Zoom Christmases. That's, you know, becoming a reality. And now the Times Square New Year's Eve ball drop is going to be virtual this year. The organizers announced yesterday it's going to be done completely online.
Guys, and there will be don't bother. Just do the regular TV show that you do every year. And we can just watch it on TV. What do you need? How many Zoom people are going to this meeting?
Well, I think the point is that, you know, people are planning to go to Times Square starting now for right. their, you know, that moment to be in Times Square in person wearing a diaper because you can't leave and go use a restroom.
No,
I don't know why that sounds fun, but okay. That is not happening. There will not be the barricade set up to keep people in their little pens, you know, for their celebratory kiss at midnight. They say it's just going to be done online. In fact, the barricades will be set up to keep people out of Times Square.
Right.
So that's not happening this year, everybody.
Well, you know, people will still show up for that. And hopefully they don't infect anyone when they do. And I would never, ever in a million years go to Times Square. I just watch the show, watch the countdown on there. If they're still going to do that, I don't need to be at a Zoom meeting for that. I do enough Zooming.
Yeah, I'm not really.
I'll tune in. It's on every channel.
Yeah, I don't. Right. Whatever. Our text number, let me look. We really haven't done many of these this morning, and I haven't even had time to mention it. So let me find that for you. But our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So, you know, that number's set up so you can text us, and then we read your text back, and it's all good. Here's some of the stuff you said. Trying to buy something on Amazon just now. Doesn't send to my address in Silicon Valley. WTF. I don't understand. I thought everybody has Amazon on lock. What?
Yeah, that's weird. Huh. Oh, no. I don't know what to say.
Of course Sarah would give up sex for a month instead of her cell phone. Think about the time difference. 4 8-minute sessions under 38 hours. What? Under 38-hour sessions.
It must mean 32-minute total. 4 8-hour. 4 times 8 is 32.
I don't know what they mean, but like. Whatever. They're
just wrote their.
I would thought it was just a female thing. Sex.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. No thanks. I'd give up sex. No problem.
No.
Thank you, Brent. I have the same reaction. It's really discouraging to hear that all the time. Sarah, after seeing the social dilemma, you might gladly give up your phone for a month or more. I'm watching that this weekend. I don't know when, but I'm going to fit that into my schedule. I got to see that.
That was what Hooman and Tommy Igo reviewed yesterday, and it does sound like it would be really, really hard and depressing. But listen, you've got little kids, you know, going just starting through school. That's where all the damage happens, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
The suicide rates alone that they were talking about, the increases in those, it's so alarming.
Such an interesting thing, the whole deal. I know parents have busy lives and certainly you're trying to juggle a lot at once. And then you've got, you know, those kids that talk back to you. So you find yourself going, oh, well, I've had enough of this. On top of me trying to, you know, parent you, I've got to fight you about things. Go raise yourself. Or let the phone raise you.
I can't wait to see how that works out.
No, I'm saying, I know I grew up with a lot of kids, for example, that were like, they were raising themselves. A lot of parents shined on anything. Like, come home when
working,
you want.
Here's your key.
Leave when you want. Here's some money to go buy some food for yourself. A lot of people did that when I was coming up. And I know these struggles, they got to get difficult. I'm not there yet, but I can hear myself thinking, I can't fight with you about this. All right, do you. I can hear myself. I'm going to have to avoid that.
And go ask your mom.
There'll be some help. Yeah, exactly. But man, the struggle is real with these things.
The struggle is real. And the struggle just got harder because this whole social media thing, like, who the F knows? Like, I wouldn't even know what to tell them except get off of there. And then they're like, yeah, but then all my friends are looking at me laughing over the top of their phones and I don't even have a phone and I don't know what's happening. Like, I my heart just breaks when I hear that stuff. Just awful.
707 says, LMAO, Sarah's impression of Gronk. Get him! You know what? That guy gave his body and the best years of his life so you guys could have Super Bowl rings.
All right,
piles
Gronk,
of them.
Stand still so I can throw it at you. Here it comes. Now what? Run
We're going to go.
Go ahead. Go and run.
I'll read more texts on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.